She'd still be full of adrenaline, she would, after watching her Vixens get the chocolates last night in Super Netball. Again, just the results keep going our way because we're the best team in the business. Cheryl McMahon, good morning to you.
Good morning to you also. They keep going our way. I mean, it's not easy. We were up against the Swiss last night, who was second on the ladder, and the girls had the game in control most of the night, really. They played exceptionally good netball. Only a few nights before, though, I'm sure that you saw that we drew against the West Coast Fever.
Yes.
And that came from being behind by 14 goals. So very, very different game, that one. But, I mean, I don't know. I like some of the experiences that the girls have been having this year. You know, they've won in different ways. Obviously, they didn't quite get there against the Fever. But coming back from 14 goals down against the most prolific scoring team in the league it was really impressive to be able to get themselves back in with a chance of taking that game in the end.
And the two-point shot came into vogue for the Vixens on that game, Cheryl. We were talking about that yesterday, that was pretty handy because for a team that doesn't usually use it to secure victory, they needed it against the Fever, who probably really outplayed them.
Yeah, well, they did. That's the thing. I mean, I was talking to some friends afterwards and saying, well, is that a good thing for the two-point shot that a team like the Vixens in that game were able to get themselves back into it when really the Fever did outplay them for most of that second half? Well, some would say yes. Others would say, well, did it reward Fever enough? I don't know. So, I mean, we'll continue to have those discussions around the two-point shot, but yeah, you're right. They did have to use that. It's obviously, for those who don't know, it's just been introduced this year at this level, the two-point shot in the last 5 minutes of every quarter. And the Vixens girls haven't needed to use it as much, as you said. And sometimes they have, because it is part of their natural game, the Vixens, that they all can shoot from that range and they're quite capable of doing that. And a Fever forced our hand a couple of nights ago, and they had to take those two-point shots to get themselves back in the game. And that was the really pleasing thing, that when they had to do it, they were able to, and they executed it really well.
So I'm going to put you on the spot. If you were on the Laws of the Game Committee for netball, and you had the deciding vote, and they said to you, Cherelle, okay, we can't decide. We're locked at six apiece. It's a big committee, a lot of numbers. You have the deciding vote as to whether the two-point shot stays or goes for season 2021. What's your decision?
Should I stay or should I go?
That's a really hard one. You have put me on the spot, Whitey. I know I've spoken to you guys about this quite a bit, that I don't love it, although I am more of a fan having seen it this year. I thought that there was going to be some things that it did to the way the game was played that I didn't like, but it hasn't done that quite as much as I thought it might. I can't tell you that yet, Whitey. I know that's about a few months ago, I would have been a flat out no. So my gauge has swung back to the middle a little bit, but I'm still, I don't know, I'm undecided. If I would have to, my vote was the deciding vote. Oh, I think I'd still have to say no for next year, but I'm far, far, far closer to yes than I was at the beginning of the season.
All right. Well, I would like to be on that committee. surprise, surprise.
The yeses. I know that you like it.
No, I would say no under its current setup, I would say.
Yes, right.
But I would say we've seen enough to suggest that it adds more intrigue and interest to games and that they can be played different ways. So I would get rid of the rainbow type setup, the thick strip where you've got to be inside that zone. And I would just be straight, if you shoot from outside the circle at any point during the match, it's 2 points. We've got to get rid of this only in the last 5 minutes business. That's gimmicky. But the whole game, and if you shoot from outside the circle, it's 2 points.
Yeah, well, I mean, to be honest, when they originally played it in some of the matches, like in Fast Five and in the Bushfire match that we had earlier this year, it was a smaller area, so it was not as close, and the shooting percentages were quite low. And so I think that they were concerned that if it wasn't that bigger area that we see now, that people would be trying to have a crack at it, but it would just result in heaps of misses and it wouldn't be great. It was interesting. I was listening to commentary from Liz Ellis in one of the games that because a lot of teams are shooting from a distance a little bit more, it's brought the rebound back into being a skill in the game, and that's also true. So, you know, it does probably bring some other things back into the game.
And I think the other thing too, Sherelle, is, and again, this is just me as a sport lover as opposed to a netball aficionado like Mark Stevens, is that I think what we're trying to also get rid of is just that predictability of just shooting from right under the post, from close range. Get it to the really tall player, usually a Jamaican, right under the post, and they just pop it in. I think it does add a little bit more versatility to a shooter, and a bit more skill to it as well, and that it's not just a very similar running pattern or scoring pattern all the time.
Yeah, I do agree with that. Although, without having too big of a crack at you, Whitey, that line of argument is slightly disrespectful to some of the athletes who have done and will continue to shoot from distance in the sport. And I know we've had Romelda Aiken come into the team, to the competition, and Janelle Fowler. But I wouldn't like to change the whole structure of and rules of a game that has got a long-held tradition because of two athletes. So that would be my concern too, because a lot of the other teams that are involved in the SSN at the moment don't have that really tall holding shooter, and they do have a real variety in the way they access the goal.
Well, I see your abuse of Adam White, and I raise you a question off the SMS. While we're talking about traditions and records and all that sort of stuff, what does this mean now for goal shooting records from the past? Are they in danger? Does this nullify some of those, Sherelle, this two-point system they're running these days?
Yeah, they just actually, in terms of the highest scores in a game and what the teams have scored, individuals, that they don't seem to acknowledge the fact that there's two-point shots now. So, yes, they're in danger. Absolutely, they're in danger. But there's no real acknowledgement that they're in danger because two goals are worth two now and they were only worth one in the past.
I know that Isaac's there and we've got to go to Isaac. But just one more on that. And this might be a very controversial thing to say. But
press the dump button, ready.
When you reflect on the best shooters in world netball, leave you out of it because you're in this category as well, but someone like a Maria Tutaier, is she respected more because she was one that did shoot so many goals from range that it's a higher skill as opposed to, I don't know, an Irene van Dijk, maybe. I don't know. Someone that shoots a lot from a lot closer, that it's a greater skill.
You're asking me who has more respect in the game, Irene van Dijk or Maria Tutaier? Is that what the question is?
Well, no, more the type of player that Maria Tutaier would often shoot goals from range to win games for her country. Or she had that skill as opposed to the taller one that's right under the net that just pops it in.
Yeah, again, Irene, she was probably one of the first ones to come in that did have that more holding game and did shoot a lot from under the post. I mean, that's a really good skill as well. But probably Maria does because, I mean, certainly from me too, if an athlete is going to back themselves and shoot from a distance, then it certainly that gets my respect, that's for sure.
Yeah.